Well, I know we just were given some headlines of the latest generation, and sometimes the headlines are not great for the current generation, but remember, every generation they thought was going to ruin the world, and I think we're all still standing, and it's okay. It's just a different of opinion, but our next organization, they pour into our young people, and they do it so well. They provide to them opportunities, healthy opportunities, when life gets sometimes very tough for them. So let's bring in Ashley Watts. She is the executive director for York County All On Board. And good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hopefully I did a great job explaining what All On Board is about. You've trained us very well over the years.
Yes.
But if
yes.
folks are not familiar with literally what you all do, please elaborate more about how you all pour into the current young people.
Absolutely. So we are a organization that focuses on prevention. So we want to prevent substance use issues with children. That's our mission. And so we do that by really giving healthy activities, improving resilience, encouraging leadership skills in students, and taking healthy risks. You mentioned that. A lot of people don't think about that, but if you have a child who's naturally a risk taker, you want to encourage that in them, but in a way that's safe, that makes choices that encourage them, build leadership skills. Because a lot of times I think sometimes as parents, we see a trait and we're like, oh, that could get them into trouble. We want to squash it. But actually, we should encourage it because risk takers are great entrepreneurs. You know, people who are gregarious, like to be around people, this would be a great job for them. So, so we identify those kind of traits in kids and we try to encourage it. And so our talent show has been one of those things that I thought we would do 1 year, and we are on year seven.
And it's grown and grown and
yes,
grown.
Students reach out to me and say, hey, when's that talent show? We have 80 student volunteers who are helping us run the show, which is a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. And then we have 20 acts, which is about 22 students who are helping us. And one thing I love about the show is not only do we have new talent from all four districts, we have students from 6th to 12th grade coming in to do lots of different things, but we have some students who return. So they'll say, I feel like I could do better. And so we have a couple who are coming back this year and they're like, I've been working, I'm ready. And what a great opportunity. I don't know about y'all, but I love a second chance.
Totally.
If you feel like you didn't do something great, there's nothing better than getting to work on that. And we are wildly supportive in the audience. We have a hype section. They go, if you've ever been there, it's like a roar. It is crazy. And it doesn't matter. I tell them, it doesn't matter how you do, you are going to feel so celebrated. And we are going to, I mean, just the bravery of standing on stage. You guys do it all the time. But if you're not a person who stands in front of a group very often, it can be very, you know, daunting.
Yeah.
And these kids they're up there singing, dancing, playing instruments that I couldn't even, like, I don't even know how to hold it, you know? And they're amazing. So it's really our most fun night of the year.
And
we
I
love
think
it.
It's also so great that it's also run, like you said, 80. There's like close to 80 students that are running and producing a show. And to some people, that also might be daunting. I mean, that's a task that, you know, a lot of times people don't get to do till they're an adult. So for this to be a student-led and run show, I think is also very impressive. So kudos to those kids.
Yes,
as well.
And I will shout out Sophia Hill is our NAFO intern. She did all our creative design. So if you look at that flyer, she created that. She's amazing. She's a digital arts major, high school student. That's what she wants to go into, and she developed all of that for us. And she's all the splashes. I mean, it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever done something like that, but all the splashes, getting all the information, creating all that for our social media. She's been doing that. She'll be there that night. And then we also have a student from Student Leadership Development, Eben Wisnot. He's been helping us, or he's organized all the volunteers. He's got them all in their duties, doing their emails. And so they'll be backstage. They'll be helping give out programs. They'll be doing all the organization setting up the night before. It's so fun. I heard what you said earlier, and I do understand our generations are different, but I will say, the generation that we have helping us, they are so eager to help. They are like, we'll help set up. We'll come. We'll stay late. We'll clean up that. We'll do whatever you want. And I really don't have to do very much anymore because the students are there. They're so eager to help us and encourage each other. We have support students backstage and they kind of shadow the students. And that's probably my favorite part. They are so kind and encouraging, and they develop these friendships that go on throughout the year.
I love that.
Well, All On Board, they present their talent show for free this Friday, March the 13th. Nothing to be scared of on March the 13th, I promise you. Yeah. It's free. It's at 7 o'clock at Elevation Riverwalk. And to Ashley's point, it is such an encouraging group of individuals that will be there in attendance, on stage, behind the scenes. It really is wonderful to see. So I know, again, we as a country always just say about the current generation, and we always insert sarcasm or an eye roll. But to Ashley's point, you're going to see these up-and-coming leaders of our community on stage Friday, and they do a fantastic job. They really do. It really is great. And to be honest with you, putting yourself out there, you're exposing yourself, mm-hmm. and you're opening yourself up to some critiques. Mm-hmm. So to your point, the folks that didn't feel like they did a great time or a great job last time, they took the feedback that they maybe got themselves and then came back and they're stronger. And that's how you become better.
Absolutely.
We love that one. Yeah. We're speaking with Ashley Watts. She's the executive director for York County All On Board. Again, their free talent show is this Friday, March the 13th at Elevation Riverwalk. They've got all the acts that they have. So they have, what, 20 performers?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 20 performers.
So all they need is for you to come with your family and sit in the auditorium or sit in the space there and cheer on these talented young people. Ashley, what are the trends telling you when it comes to addressing and preventing substance abuse and substance use? What are you seeing that puts a smile on your face? And maybe what are you seeing that calls for a little bit of concern and maybe some worry?
Well, we just finished our York County Student Perception Survey, which is through all four school districts. We do 7th, 9th, and 11th grade surveys every 2 years. And we actually trended down in all areas, which was very encouraging. Mostly in perception. So it's hard to measure prevention. But what you can measure is how does a student perceive their parents feel about a certain substance, them using or their peers feeling. And what we're finding is that they're feeling like their peers disapprove of them using substances, which is good news because that decreases use. So that's good news. Vaping is always going to be something. If you drive through Rock Hill, you probably see or Clover or York, you see a lot of vape stores. And we're really working on that with tobacco-free York County, tobacco licensing, really we're concerned about how easy it is for our students. Most of it they get in the mail, but also from older siblings, people who might buy it for them. So we're really working on that. That's the trend that we really want to stop. We are seeing a trend in the right direction, but it is one of those things that I urge parents not to say, oh, it's just a vape, you know, it's just, you know, mm-hmm. in the scheme of things, no, we don't want to have that kind of outlook on something that's not healthy for us. So I would come to it. Our students are very interested in health and taking care of themselves, which I think is a great trend, what they eat, what they put in their bodies. So I would say encourage them to research what's in that. How does that affect us? And we're getting more information about that out there, but students still have some misperception about that having nicotine or being addictive. And it doesn't take long for somebody to vape to realize it is very addictive and hard to stop.
That's how it's marketed to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Much like we saw with cigarettes mm-hmm. in the 80s and 90s using cartoon characters. And of course, they got away from that.
Flavors.
And yes. Now vaping is marketed just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like
video games. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Video games into the vape. Things where you're competing with someone else for who gets the most hits in a day. I mean, they've really tapped into the gambling addictive side of that. Yeah. And there's even like a Tamagotchi little one where you keep it alive by vaping. I mean, there's.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's very.
Oh, well, I was a nerd in school, so I didn't know about any of the trends, but I stayed happy and healthy. So that's true.
There you go.
York County All On Board, you have a presence in all four of the public school districts here in York County, as well as public and charter schools as well. So they're heavily involved here in this community. If you as a parent have a young person and you know that they're going to be faced with a lot of things that you as a parent, you might not be knowledgeable about or know the trends, Ashley and her team, that's all they do. So reach out to them. I know parents have reached out to y'all and say, hey, I'm a little concerned before my kid gets to middle school or high school. What do I need to be saying to my kid? You provide them with a roadmap, which is so great. You don't have to go to Facebook mm-hmm. or YouTube or the World Wide Web. Go directly to a source right here in our backyard where they see the numbers. And that's such a wonderful source that you all offer parents, Ashley. From us as parents, we can't just say thank you enough. Truly. Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you. I enjoy what I do. I have a passion for it.
Mm-hmm. It shows. Well, she also has a passion for our prom pledge, which will start at the end of this month, right? The end of March. Mm-hmm. And York County All On Board's a big part of our success. So they're going to join us at all of the stops, majority of the stops here in York County. So we can't wait partnering with y'all once again. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And I always caution parents, or ask them to talk to your kid about Prom Pledge. The day that they go, you'll find out, you'll hear something. So ask them, what'd you learn at Prom Pledge? You know, those kind of things.
You give such a great story every year, and I don't want you to share it now because I want people to hear it for the first time, but you share a great personal story with your family as well about prom, and that's very, very true. Have these awkward conversations. They're awkward only for a quick second, and if you really think they're too awkward, just bring Ashley and her crew in. Yeah. They'll help you, and they'll make it not as awkward, I promise you.
Queen of awkward conversations. Right here.
I know, but you do it with a smile and a laugh, so it's not awkward. But the first stop of where you can expose young people to how to make healthy choices and choose the right way to fill that adrenaline that they want is the All On Board Talent Show. Friday, March the 13th. It's free at 7 o'clock at Elevation Riverwalk here in Rock Hill. Ashley, great catching up with you, and we'll see you over the next month.